Today, U.S. senators are debating whether to fast-track one of President Obama's top initiatives, a trade initiative, despite opposition from Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren. Warren says the Trans-Pacific Partnership would hurt U.S. jobs. Last night, President Obama fired back on Hardball with Chris Matthews on MSNBC.
I love Elizabeth. We're allies on a whole host of issues, but she's wrong on this. And when you hear folks make a lot of suggestions about how bad this trade deal is, when you dig into the facts, they are wrong.
Well, in response, Senator Warren tweeted today, the Obama administration says I'm wrong. We shouldn't worry about TTP. So why can't the American people read the deal? Scott Horsley is NPR White House correspondent. He joins us now. And Scott, break this down for us. First of all, what is the president's argument of why this deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is a good thing?
Well, the push from the White House is that, look, 95% of the world's consumers live someplace other than the United States. In particular, many of the fastest growing markets in the world are in the Asian Pacific, and the U.S. needs access to those markets, markets that we're often largely shut out of now. There's also a strategic component to this, and that is China. While China is not currently a member of the dozen countries negotiating this deal, it's very much in people's minds as they talk about this. And the president has said, if we don't write the rules for trade and commerce in this area, China will.
And what are the critics, including Senator Warren, saying?
They say, look, we've heard this tune before, that this is the way previous trade agreements have been advertised, and they have not lived up to their billing, that the promise of U.S. access in these overseas markets has not come true. And at the same time, we've seen jobs go overseas, and we've seen foreign companies get an ever-growing share of the U.S. market.
And that tweet from Senator Warren, it sounds like something that a Republican would tweet to President Obama. Let's allow the American people to read the deal. It doesn't sound like something that somebody in his own party would do. And then in the context of that, this conversation last night, President Obama on Hardball with Chris Matthews, he was on a panel with a number of people who also agreed that the deal, the trade deal, was a good thing. It shows maybe a PR push by the White House trying to show a united front, at least among some Democrats. How bitter is this fight between the White House and these liberal senators?
Well, the trade push by the administration has sort of scrambled the usual political alignment in Washington. The president here is more or less aligned with most of the Republican leaders in Congress, and he has a lot of Democratic leaders in Congress who are opposed to him on this one. That's not terribly surprising. Democrats typically are a little less enamored with trade agreements than Republicans are, especially pro-business Republicans. And I don't think the president really expects to win over Elizabeth Warren or folks like Bernie Sanders of Vermont. What he does hope is to hang on to just enough of the sort of centrist Democrats, a shrinking pool in that shrinking party on the Capitol Hill, to put together with the majority Republicans to have a coalition that can carry this trade deal through.
And there are other players here, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, the big labor unions. What are they saying?
They're saying the opposite things. The Chamber of Commerce says this is a great deal, that the United States says it should absolutely pursue this. The AFL-CIO is on the opposite side. And earlier this week, we saw leaders of both the chamber and the union umbrella group testifying before the Senate Finance Committee. The labor is pretty united against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That was not the case when we were negotiating a free trade agreement with Korea a few years ago.
Right.
In that case, you saw the auto workers who were on board with the deal, even as some other unions were opposed. But you have a pretty united labor front against this deal. That is certainly uncomfortable for the president. Usually he's aligned with the organized labor. He has said that is reflexive opposition by the unions. The head of the AFL-CIO said that's not the case, that they did not dismiss the Trans-Pacific Partnership out of hand. It was only as the deal sort of came into focus that they said this is not the good deal that we're looking for.
Well, and in the back of everybody's mind, of course, is NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Let's listen to President Obama, who was asked last night about that.
The problem with NAFTA that I identified when I was running for Senate, long before I was in the Oval Office, was the labor agreements and the environmental agreements were in a side letter. They weren't enforceable the same way that the business provisions were in the document, and you could actually penalize somebody if they violated them. That's fixed.
Scott, is NAFTA really just overshadowing this debate?
Well, you hear the president say we've learned the lessons of NAFTA. This, of course, was an issue when he was running for president back in 2007, 2008. At that time, NAFTA was very much associated with Bill Clinton. Now it's going to be Hillary Clinton who's on the spot. She was very much in favor of the Pacific Partnership when she was in the administration. Mm. And now she's taking a more nuanced stance.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley joining us with the latest on this trade fight in Washington. Scott, thanks.
My pleasure, Jeremy.